Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. That is a loud intro, but it's a beautiful intro. That's instrumental of Jay Reed, and he calls that one, it's not Get the Bag, but Jay has another song that he did. It's a twerk song. So out of Tampa, Florida. So today, okay, we're going to get into a subject matter that is very dear and personal to the both of us. My co-host today is always the lovely Miss Tisha. How are you, girl?
I'm good. How are you? Hello, everyone.
How are you? How was your Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving was awesome. I had family that came from South Carolina, and we got together with our family in Baltimore, Maryland, and it was a great time. And I also celebrated my birthday on yesterday.
Happy belated! I saw the pictures. You look so cute.
Yes, we are 42 years young. I know that a lot of people don't like to tell their age, but I am one. I am just so blessed to see another year. So I don't mind telling my age. Yes, I am 42 years old.
Oh, well, see, I'm not afraid. So welcome to the 40-40 club. I'm 46. So
all right.
You don't look a day past 20, 22. How about that?
Hey, I'll take it.
So we know why we're here today, sis. This is going to be our segment about. You want to tell the listeners what type of segment we have going on today?
So today we are going to be talking about our supporters. When we were diagnosed with, when we got diagnosed with breast cancer, how did our supporters get us through our journeys? Did we lose some family and friends along the way? What things did they do to help give you that extra strength to boost up your energy, to get you through those moments when you just felt like giving up? So today is going to be about the supporters.
Yeah, that sounds good. During this episode, we're also going to get into and touch on certain topics such as, as Tisha was saying, other things we'll dive into is who rallied behind you when you got your diagnosis. And if you could, tell us a little bit about how they helped. So if you or someone you know has been affected by breast cancer, the topic of this discussion tonight, how were you supported? You know, and we all have various stories. I will like to get into a little bit of gossip before we go there. So, T, I don't know if you've heard, but our boy Billy D. Williams, he says that he identifies as gender fluid, and I'll tell you what he said in his quote. All right, so he was like, and he revealed this to Esquire magazine, "Be yourself. I never tried to be anything except myself. I think of myself as a relatively colorful character who doesn't take himself or herself too seriously," said Williams. "And you see, I said himself and herself because I also see myself as a feminine as well as masculine. I'm a very soft person. I'm not afraid to show that side of myself."
Know that Billy D. Williams has always been the ladies' man. I remember him from "Lady Sings the Blues" with Diana Ross.
And "Mahogany," honey. "Mahogany."
He was just so smooth. So yes.
Yes.
My question is gender fluid. So he identifies himself as.
When someone says they're gender fluid, it also means that when he says he's in touch with his feminine side, is that he would not mind the company of a man intimately, or sometimes he may want the company of a female intimately. So normally when someone says they're fluid, it's like their love life, it intertwines between both sexes, and they're comfortable feeling a certain way while they're with the other sexes.
Gotcha. So what's your thought?
Well, honestly, I'm going to say the more the merrier. No, okay. So I am open-minded enough to realize that I understand what the Bible tells me, and I'm going to stand on that word. I prefer a monogamous relationship, but I'm starting to learn as this day and age we're living in. So many people are being misguided, I feel, or some people are influenced by Hollywood. So it makes it hard for the young people when they see things like this, how to determine what gender, even if they are a male or female, then they start wanting to be pansexual, or they want to be lesbian, or they want to be bi, or they want to be homosexual. And this is no attack on the LGBT community whatsoever. It's more so when you have so many influential people of status saying these things. I welcome him and still love Billy Dee, but it does send out an interesting message to the youth because they look up to this stuff, don't you think?
Right. Definitely be interesting to hear what the older generation, the baby boomers who, you know, grew up with him and watching his movies and just to
see. We are that. We're the baby boomers. We're those baby boomers. So we're the generation baby boom, which is the generation that still has dinner with your family, you know, somewhat into social media, but somewhat not all the way. We're not like, you know, Generation X or millennials where every conversation is a text message or, you know, we're so much into technology. The baby boomers are us. We took away those, what do you call them? The morals and standards, how you was raised. You know?
Right.
And you seem to be someone that you listen to your elders and, you know what I'm saying? So we'll go past that and say this. To each his own. So let's get to the topic at hand. We have the phone lines lighting up, and let's take the first caller, and I'll screen them, and let's see what's going on with this person. Area code is 803, last four digits are 9697. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, my name is Hattie Parks, and I'm calling from Columbia, South Carolina.
Okay. Hi, Miss Hattie. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing? Thanks for calling in.
I'm good. Yeah, I wanted to call in so I can hear what all y'all was talking about today. But it's good. So far, so good.
We'll definitely be talking to you soon.
All right.
So thank you.
Okay, stand by, Miss Hattie, and we'll get right back to you, okay?
All right.
Okay, thank you. So now I got area code is 803, last four digits 0077. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Wanda Thompson. I'm calling from Columbia, South Carolina.
Hello, Miss Wanda.
Hey, Miss Wanda.
Hey, sister.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you all?
We are good. Thank you.
So, Miss Wanda, stand by, and I will let you chime in if you have any questions. And the topic for today, for our guests that are calling in, so we're asking the question, supporters, and what experience did you have while dealing with breast cancer? So during this episode tonight, we will ask questions on supporters. How was the experience for you? Who rallied behind you? Mm-hmm. When you got your diagnosis, did you lose any friends or family? How did they help you get through your journey? That's the question for tonight, ladies and gents that are tuning in. So, Miss Wanda, do you have any questions for Tisha regarding this?
No, ma'am, not at this time.
Okay.
Okay. We'll put you on hold, and we'll get back to you. Area code is 404, last four digits, 3357. What's your name and where are you calling from? Let me get her.
From Atlanta, Georgia.
I'm muted, though. Okay. Can you say that one more time?
This is Rob Daddy calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, here's Rob. Rob, our infamous male breast cancer survivor.
How you doing, Rob?
Hey, how y'all doing? How y'all doing? Peace and blessings to the ladies.
Doing wonderful. Doing wonderful.
Glad to have you on tonight.
Yeah, so Rob, we have the question. You're open right now to answer, and Tisha, you can ask Rob any of those random questions regarding support and what experience he had, and Rob, feel free to respond.
Okay, well, before I start talking to Rob, let's go ahead and get the others to finish up with the
roll call.
Yeah.
All right, Rob, so we'll be back. We'll be right back with you, Rob.
Hang tight.
All right.
All righty. Okay, so I've got area code is 803, last four digits, 6942. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Teresa Strother. I'm calling from Columbia,
Teresa. South Carolina. Okay, South Carolina is definitely deep today in this house. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Teresa. We'll be right back.
What's this?
Okay.
We'll be back with you, okay? Thank you for your support.
Okay.
Okay, so I've got 704-4969. Your name and where you're calling from?
Denise McCain from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay, Ms. Denise, thank you for calling in, and thank you for your support. We'll be right back with you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right, Tisha, go on ahead and take it away.
Well, we are so glad that everyone has joined us on this wonderful episode of Supporters. So today we're going to be talking about how supporters have gotten us through our breast cancer journey. So this episode is not only for the breast cancer survivor, but it's also for those that are in our circle. These are for our supporters, also for our caregivers. So today, as I think about my breast cancer journey, I think about when I was got diagnosed and the friends and family that I told, they rallied behind me. My best friends, my family, it was a no-brainer. They were very supportive, and they just went over and beyond to help me to get through my journey. Whenever I were having moments where I felt like giving up, they just did a little bit of everything. For instance, I had workers that sent flowers, that cooked meals. I had two coworkers of mine that I distinctly remember every week they would send me cards in the mail that would make me laugh. And it always came at the right time. And I've had family members that were there for me at doctor's appointments, that came to visit. It was just the support that I got was exactly what I needed and gave me the strength that I needed to get through. So I wanted to talk to some people today, and we can actually talk to Rob Dad. Let's go talk to Rob Dad because he is a male breast cancer survivor. So let's unmute Rob and let's talk to him for a minute. And I want to talk with him about how his family and how his friends and supporters rallied behind him as he went through his journey.
Okay, thank
Rob,
you.
Rob, you're ready.
I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here. Well, during the time that I received the news that I had breast cancer, I did have the love and support from my family and friends. Also, you know, family and friends were also shocked because this was a situation that nobody in my family had ever had breast cancer before. So
right.
It was especially being a male, that was one thing. But then, you know, just anybody having breast cancer in my family, that was unheard of. So I'm thankful that my family, my mother, my wife at the time, they were very supportive. My children, everybody was very supportive of me during the time, and they kept me up. You know, I went through a period of depression, and my family was there for me as well during that time.
Wow. I recently read an article on breastcancer.org that said, you know, when you first get diagnosed, you know, tell the people that you are closest to, because they're going to be the ones that will give you the support that you need. And be mindful of who you share the news with, which
okay.
I found also to be interesting.
Rob, let me ask, when you gave the news to your mother and you said that your family was supportive, what was your mom's reaction? And was she there with you during the entire treatment? And you did have a mastectomy, correct?
Correct.
Tell our listeners about that. So the support that you received, it went through your surgery. Was your mom there to the end? Even with the battle with depression, did you have someone in your corner?
Yes. Well, my mother was the first person that I talked to. You know, my mother and my wife at the time, they were the first people I spoke to, and we came together. And my mother is a retired nurse, so I definitely, you know,
mm-hmm.
sought out her expertise
mm-hmm.
and her
right.
knowledge. But what happened was, my mother was there the entire time, from the first consultation to the surgery to my aftercare. I didn't have to have any chemotherapy or any radiation. So, So she was there for me, you know, after the dual mastectomy, she was there for me to get me back on my feet. She helped me with understanding different things. You know, she even, like I said, she even went with me to most of my appointments to make sure that I was getting the best care possible. And she was there for me the entire time.
So how did that make you feel as far as, like, did you feel more confident within your journey? I mean, tell the listeners that, because that's the key to what we want to know
yeah.
about all those affected.
Well,
so how did that treatment make you feel?
My mother, I'm my mother's only child. So, one, I'm that. So I got that going. So she's not going to let nothing happen to her baby. So that was
mm-hmm.
one thing. She didn't baby me, but she also let me know that you can beat this and you will beat this. My mother's a very prayerful woman. So she prayed over me constantly. She's been praying over me since birth, but she prayed over me constantly. And, you know, she just let me know that you're going to beat this. You know, we've taken the correct amount of steps. And everything that she advised me to do is like the dual mastectomy and everything. She advised me of that. You know, she explained to me the reason why we're doing this.
Okay.
She broke it down to me because I mean, it was like, why am I getting a dual mastectomy if I only got one lump? But then she explained
right,
to me, you
right,
don't need
right.
your breast. You like you don't need your breast.
Right.
You a male. You don't have the hormonal issues or association with that. So we're gonna go through that. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, even when I had my I take tamoxifen, she was there when
yeah,
the doctors were she was there when they, you know, were discussing me taking tamoxifen and things of that nature. And she, you know, by her being in the medical field, she was able to describe to me what, you know, what side effects you might have, what's going to happen to you. She was very paramount in my healing, even to this day.
Okay, so let's
you know,
do this. Let's. I thank you for your testimony, but let's do this.
Okay.
Rob, tell the listeners what the medication you and Tisha took, and then Tisha, from there, you go forward, since you just mentioned you take the same medication.
Yes, I take a tamoxifen, and I've been taking it. Well, with me, tamoxifen.
What? No. Let's do this. Tamoxifen. What is it? What type of medication is it? And is it specifically for breast cancer?
Yes, tamoxifen is. Well, the dosage I take, I believe, is 20 milligrams. I take tamoxifen citrate. I take 20 milligrams per day. And I've been taking this for 9 years. And
okay, so
with
are
men,
you on it for?
For breast cancer, yes. It's kind of
yeah,
like
you on
a.
It for 10 years? Or, yeah, you're on it for 10 years?
Yes, I'm on it for 10 years.
Okay. Okay.
And this was just a preventative measure, because after my surgery and everything, they said after my testing and everything, they said I had a 12% chance of reoccurrence. So to eliminate anything else, they put me on tamoxifen.
Okay. So we are actually on the same. We're on the same thing. I've been on it for 5 years, so I have 5 more years before I will complete that treatment. So you have 1 more year, so I know you are excited about and ready for that treatment, part of the treatment to be over with. But can I just say, I just want to give a shout-out to the mothers. As you were talking about your mom and how she was there for you from day one, and how she was just your rock in helping you to overcome this. I just want to give a shout out, because my mother did the same thing. And I want to just shout out the moms that rallied behind their children, and especially your mom for rallying behind you and being supportive for you and getting you through. And all of the mothers out there that have rallied behind their children that have gone through breast cancer or are battling. So shout out, Mom. Good job.
Okay. Well, 646-668-2718. That is the studio line. Thank you, Rob, for your testimony. Stay on the line, and we'll continue this roundtable discussion. Next on the line, I have Wanda calling in from South Carolina. Wanda, you've been taking in some of the information that we just stated, and even heard Rob's testimony about being a male breast cancer survivor and the type of support that he received. Any questions or comments regarding this?
No questions. I am listening in on the calls. I have been started, to my knowledge, to provide support to a family member who was recently diagnosed, and I also have a friend who I'm trying to get to join just as a supportive measure, because I want to be there to offer support in whatever fashion is needed, whether it's just, you know, a listening ear or, you know, helping to find some information, sharing dialogue such as this. So that's the piece that I like to share.
Okay.
And what type of resources are you sharing? Are you sharing them from
tidbits of like a show like this? Are you researching things online? How are you physically helping when you show your support?
Primarily tidbits from shows like this. I've had another occasion where I had a very close friend who went through a battle with breast cancer. And at that time, you know, there wasn't as much information that was available. Again, my level of support is just to be there in whatever capacity that my friends and family members need me. But right now, primarily is listening to dialogues such as this to share this information.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you for your time, and stay on the line. We have several other callers that have called in, and I thank you, Ms. Wanda, calling in from South Carolina. Next, let's do 803, last four digits are 6942. If you could give me your name and where you're calling from.
Teresa Strother, calling from
Ms.
South
Teresa,
Carolina
okay.
as well.
Did you hang up and call back?
I did, because I lost the signal, and
okay.
I'm riding, and I may lose signal again. But I wanted to chime in.
Okay, no problem. All right, just hold on 1 second. I'm actually going to take these last two callers, and then we'll get right back to
okay.
you, Ms. Teresa. All right.
That's fine.
Area
thank
code
you.
Is, thank you, ma'am. Area code 803, last four digits 7879. Your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Margaret Young. I'm Batisha's mother. I'm just calling in.
Hi, Ms. Young.
A listening ear for support on tonight.
Yes, ma'am. Hello, and Ms. Ms. Margaret, you're calling from South Carolina,
yes.
too?
I am.
South Carolina is okay. South Carolina is major in the house this evening. We're going to get right back to you, Ms. Margaret. Thank you for your support. Thank you for calling in, and we'll get right back to you. Okay. This is area code 301. Area code is 301-8465. Your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Adrian Mobley, and I'm calling from Waldorf, Maryland.
Okay, and it's AJ?
Adrian.
Adrian.
Okay, Adrian.
Hello, Adrian. How are you?
Hello, Batisha. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Okay.
Glad you
okay.
are home tonight.
Yes.
All righty. Okay. So let's go forward, and thank you for your support and calling in. We're gonna move forward. We have a lot of individuals in the call, so Tisha, take it away with next guest. We said we would get back to Ms. Teresa. So,
yes.
Ms. Teresa, let's continue.
Yes. All right. Hi, Ms. Teresa, or Aunt Risa.
Hi.
Hi. Can you just share a little bit speaking from experience, because you were one of my supporters when I was diagnosed with breast cancer. As a supporter, can you share some of the things that you did to help me get through my journey?
There are various things that you can do in order to help someone that's going through what I call a crisis in their life at the present time, at that point in time. You can just be a listening ear, because oftentimes when you share your feelings mm-hmm. out loud, they're able to listen back in and to get a sounding board, just be a sounding board for someone to just release, to be a relief
right.
for people, and just encourage them, give them words of wisdom, give them
mm-hmm.
scriptures, let them know that they are not in the fight alone, that the battle
right.
is already won. They just have to stay in there and do the legwork, in other words. So that was primarily what I did. I just tried to, you know, be there for her whenever she needed it, no matter the day or the time, and just be genuine with it. because you never know what a person is really going through unless you actually have gone transition and went through that yourself. So oftentimes just being there as a present help whenever a person needs you.
Absolutely.
I think that's it. So to chime in on what Ms. Teresa is saying, I have a friend that had a quote that wanted me to leave it for this page, and what you said is right on time, Ms. Teresa. So my friend who is going through cervical cancer wanted me to mention this. So Shay said, one of the most important ways a friend supported me was by listening to me as I decided what to do, says Shay.
Right.
She's 62 years old. So she had to go through chemotherapy, and she's continuously because her cervical cancer is inoperable. So she went on to say, when I was in decision-making mode, it's all I could think about or talk about. My friends listened to me over and over again. I think she learned more than she ever wanted to, and she helped me formulate the questions I needed to ask my doctors. She didn't give advice, and that's a key thing. She didn't give me advice, but she acknowledged the difficulty of the situation. So the listening was most helpful. And that's a quote coming from Shay from Tacoma, Washington.
Oh,
and
right.
that was her testimony on how she got through. So the key word for her support, she just wanted somebody to listen to her.
Because oftentimes when you're listening, they can get the answer themselves by speaking it aloud. Because when you're by yourself, you tend to hold things in. So if you have that listening ear, you're speaking it aloud. In actuality, you're speaking to yourself, and you're giving yourself advice.
Absolutely.
And I like your input. So that means you must have been very proactive, being super supportive because you're very receptive to everything we're talking about tonight. So I really do appreciate that.
I can definitely attest to that. There were moments where I called or she would call and Aunt Teresa would just let me talk and she wouldn't say a word. So, and that, I thank you for that, Aunt Teresa, for allowing me to get it out, to vent, and just being that listening ear for me. Thank you so much.
Exactly, because that was your release valve. Sometimes you just need to release. Yeah.
Well, we thank you for I love your input. Thank you so much for. You just got jewels of information. So, Ms. Teresa calling in from South Carolina, we appreciate you and stand by, okay?
Okay.
All righty. So, now let's pick up the phone line and let's talk to Ms. Denise. Ms. Denise. Let's hear from you, Ms. Denise.
It's Denise. I was recently diagnosed with breast cancer in September. I have a great support system. My sister-in-law, who's on the call, Wanda Thompson. I joined the call when she sends me the information so that I can get support from there too. Family support is very important. My mother goes to all my doctor's appointments with me. So kudos, like she said, to all the mothers. The support is there with them. Like to say, some days you just feel down, and then somebody out of the blue will text you or call you, or you'll get that card in the mail that just will pick you up and just give you the strength to keep going. Kudos to my sister-in-law and my brother who always check on me constantly to make sure that I'm okay. Just like you
now, said, give a shout-out, Denisa. Give their names, and a shout-out because other people are listening tonight. So give your brother and sister a shout-out.
Oh, Wanda Thompson and Philip Thompson King. They are there. They're not physically here, but they're mentally here. I feel it. I feel the prayers. I feel the support from them, and I just want to give them a shout-out.
Shout-out to Wanda and Philip Thompson. better known as Aunt Wanda and Uncle Tony. Shout out to
you.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Denisa, for your testimony. And it sounds like coming from you, just the spirit of your brother and sister in your presence was the much love needed to get you through what you were going through. Is that right?
That's correct. That is so much correct. Okay. I mean, like they'll call.
Thank you.
And like you said, they just sit there and listen. Just listen to whatever I'm going through, how I'm feeling. If I'm not feeling well, you know, they're just there. And I do really appreciate, and I hope they feel the love.
Just being that listening ear. That sometimes that's all it takes, just having that listening ear, someone to talk to. So good for, I'm so glad that you had that and you still have that support system to help get you through.
Thank you, Ms. Denisa, for your testimony. And
thank
we
you all for this
continue
podcast.
To keep you back.
Thank you.
So call letters for this show are www.blogtalkradio.com/LoveJonesTie. And if you want to call in, studio line 212-668-2718. And this is the Voice of the People co-host, Ms. Tisha. And T with the big C. So you know what, Tisha? Tell the listeners why you decided to name it T and the big C. What's all the C about?
The C is all about cancer.
Okay.
But, for me, it was breast cancer because that's the type of cancer that I was diagnosed with. And although I am 5 years in remission, it does not stop because the breast cancer is gone. I wanted to create this platform for listeners to be able to have another resource to talk, just to come in. And I love to drink tea, so that's where the tea comes in.
Okay. So we're going to just continue to spill the tea because I'm loving the tea. Aren't they spilling some good tea tonight?
This is some good tea, absolutely.
So I'm sipping on a cup of coffee right now, guys, but I love tea too, but I had to have my coffee. I needed it. So we got some more callers calling in, and we're going to go to Miss Hattie, Miss Hattie of South Carolina. Let's bring you in, and if you could, spill the tea with Miss Tisha. You got any tea to spill on the big C we call cancer?
No, it's just that I wanted to call in and be a support for Tisha's show that she's doing. And also, because I've been supportive of her when she first found out about it, and it's like everyone said, you have to have that listening ear in order to be able to help someone. Because even if you're just sitting there listening, you don't realize that you're getting some help with other things too. People go through a lot of different things with ailments other than just the breast cancer. It's a lot more illnesses out here. I'd be around a lot of people that different things is that I see and know about. So once they start talking to me about it, and I'm more into the prayerfully praying and being intercessory for the people that talk to me about their problems. So when Tisha contacted me and told me about it, and her mom did, you know, once we rallied around her, I went into the prayer mode.
That
constant prayer. To me, that was my gift to her. Even though she could still call me and talk to her, talk to me about things, it's that prayer. That prayer was the one that kept me not falling apart. I would say it like that, because in the beginning, I wanted to fall apart, but I knew I couldn't. So I knew God had his hands on me in order for need to build myself up to help her, I had to stay in that prayer mode that he has blessed me with in order for me to help people and to thrive. You know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am. I really appreciate you taking the time to really, because I felt some of the things you were saying, and I know that that can be hard for friends or family when you said you were afraid, but you didn't want to show that. And I commend you for that. And I just want to say thank you. I really do. Your testimony
You're
was
welcome.
Very powerful. I really appreciate that. So we're going to continue
thank
on.
You.
And what's up, Ms. Tisha? What's going on? What do you got to say?
I just got to say you're with T and the Big C, and we're going to continue to sip on some tea and chat. This
Amen.
Is an awesome, awesome discussion that we are having, and I hope that our listeners are getting some great information out of this. But let's
mm-hmm.
continue to talk, guys. That's all right.
Yes, who's on the line and who you want to talk to?
Let's talk to Miss Margaret.
Miss Margaret.
Got a minute.
That's right. Miss Margaret calling in from South Carolina. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
That's good. So let's spill some more tea. Spill some tea and tell the listeners about this amazing woman you called your daughter.
Well, I would trade her in for nothing in the world. This young lady has kept me young, I would say. But a lot of times in my life that I felt like giving up on different challenges that I've had to face. But when we had to take on this particular task, and I look at it as a task because we had to really fight, you know, it encouraged me to give all I had to make sure she gave all she had. I never wanted my child to see me weak because I never wanted her to be weak. Because this battle really wasn't ours, it was the Lord, but he allowed it to come upon us. So we had to fight, and just seeing her willpower and her determination, that lets me know that the scripture fulfilled itself, that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. I seen her, her strength. And I never wanted her to see me weak, so therefore, we build off of one another. And I'm so thankful that she had that willpower. And she's a very strong-willed person. And now that I know that she has the capability of reaching way down within herself to encourage herself, to strive towards what she wants to do and how she wants the outcome to be for herself. So this is one child I don't have to worry about.
That's
because
right.
when the challenges came where it was a matter of life and death, she chose life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so
Amen.
Glad she chose life. I'm so glad she chose life because me being a parent, I don't want to bury no child.
Amen.
And
Ms. Margaret, I
want to
ask
young
you.
Age.
So I want to ask you, did she give you a hard time when she was young?
I have four kids. Out of the four, She's the least. She was the least.
That's great.
troublesome child. I mean, she's the one that take heed to everything I said. You know, we had challenges, but she was the least of all as far as obedience and willingness to do what I say. I had no trouble with that. So if I had to rank them all, she was the best for us listening and the willingness to accept what I said. She might not liked it, but she accepted it. You know, she had to do because I raised them the way my mother and father raised me. You know, I didn't tell them nothing wrong. I didn't see them the wrong way. So I tried to plant it. I tried to plant seeds within them that would one day mature where they could be able to manage their lives on their own, just like my mother and my father did for me. And I truly have to say she turned out pretty good. She turned out well. I'm satisfied. I am satisfied.
I appreciate you, Mama. Thank you so very much. Just from your good
child. You're more than welcome.
All right, well, moving on. We have had some great discussions about how our supporters have rallied behind you when you have gone through our breast cancer journeys. But on the flip side of that, there are supporters that you may have lost, family and friends that you may have lost because they could not have handled the news of you getting breast cancer. They may not have known how to help you or support you in the way that you need to be supported. So I want to talk about that for a few minutes. Did you lose any family members? Did you lose any friends when you shared the news that you got diagnosed with breast cancer? For me, I'll start. For me, I lost a couple of supporters. I lost a couple of friends, lost a couple of, I would say, family members. When I first got diagnosed, I may have heard from them maybe one time, and that was it. And I read an article on breastcancer.org that said to try not to take that personally. But we all know that, you know, especially if it's your family, and they don't give you that support that you need or that you desire, we tend to take that personal because they're your family and you naturally want them to be by your side. But with such big news as this and it's shocking to them, they may not know how to support you in the way that you need to be supported. So I want to have a conversation about that. And Ty, maybe I'll start with you.
I'm just going to throw out some tidbit of information, and I would love for the listeners to go to breastcancernow.org, and it's got tons of information on how to support someone with breast cancer. It's right. breastcancernow.org, and they do mention sometimes people take for granted the tiny things like cleaning and vacuuming, clothes washing and ironing, cooking meals for freezing, transporting someone to hospital appointments, even babysitting for them or taking their kids to school. That's a practical way if you want to understand how. And then right. The next thing is emotional support. So most people are shocked to hear that breast cancer and experience many different emotions, including anger, yes, fear, sadness, and depression. Like, these are what sometimes your friends and family go through. So I'll touch on that a tidbit, and then we're going to allow Rob Daddy from Atlanta, to also chime in next, Rob, with any type of situation and any experience you felt with non-support. So for myself, I am a major advocate for breast cancer awareness. This is the purpose for T and the Big C, and I want to thank her for bringing awareness to our listeners that tune in tonight. As for myself, support, not very much. I was going through my divorce at the time, so I'm separated. Okay. I had to travel all the way to Tacoma, Washington on a military installation to have a bilateral mastectomy and breast implants done. And The support I got was my surgeons, my nurse, a patient advocate person, and myself, and God. So mm-hmm. I did not have the same reaction from family. I more so had family walk away from me and felt very much alone. And this is the time in my life that I've leaned on God for
right.
everything. And he is allowed my spirit to be determined because I wasn't letting cancer kill me. He didn't take me out yet. So he's not done with me yet. So that is my experience with it. And so, Tisha.
Yes.
Who are we going to have spill the big T again? What's his name?
T and the big C. We're going to have, let's have Mr. Rob Daddy come on.
Okay.
And share with us any experiences that he may have had with any non-supporters.
All right, Bob, you're on the air. Let's go.
Yeah, I didn't have any non-supporters. I can say I've been blessed with a good set of people surrounding me. I didn't lose any friends. and even when I had my divorce, it was long after my treatment and everything, and it was unrelated.
Okay.
So and even now, my ex-wife and I are friends. I've been blessed. I've been blessed that I haven't had any issues or anything, you know, with loss of friends due to having cancer. And actually, what happens now is that my friend, who I do have, if they know somebody, they automatically call me. They say, "Hey, you need to talk to Rob." And I've talked
to
women and men.
All right, Rob. So let's do it on the flip side. Let's do it on the flip side, Rob. Let's do it on the flip
mm-hmm.
side. Have you met, you know, like some of those that came to you? Why mm-hmm. is it? Did they not have support? Give us a scenario of why someone would come to you as opposed to getting help from a friend or family member.
Well, the people that were coming to me were never, they had no knowledge of breast cancer as well. So I met up with some gentlemen that were diagnosed, and they wanted it from a male's point of view. They wanted to know what to experience from a male's point of view. Then the other few women that I'd spoken to, they were just coming to me as a supportive person. I was giving them, you know, I was telling them the truth. I was never sugarcoating anything. But I was also telling them, this is what you can expect. This is what you're going to, this is what's going to happen. And I think by doing that, I was able to alleviate some of the anxiety that they were going to face. And I've been told many times that through my sense of humor, through my discussions with them, that I have really put them at ease. And that's really all I wanted to do with anybody is, you know what, it's not a death sentence. I want to help you get through this. And I've only lost one friend to breast cancer, and I believe the gentleman had other issues going on as well. So breast cancer was just compounded upon it. But I don't really say I lost any friends, you know, by them passing away. So far, I mean, you know, everybody I've spoken to, you know, they're still alive and well, and they're thriving. And they've all said that, hey, your sense of humor is like you are. They said for everything that you've been through and that you still
mm-hmm.
keep your sense of humor and you still keep, you know, you still laugh and everything. They said that's what helps them get through the day. And if I can do that, I feel as though I'm doing my part. That's my reason for being here, to make somebody's life a little bit easier.
Great. Thank you, Rob. Thank you so much for your testimony. And we appreciate you. We really do. So,
thank you. I appreciate you.
Missy's always spilling some tea with us, Rob Daddy. So just stay there. And Miss T, who's spilling the tea now with you?
Let's pull Miss Denisa back in if she is up for a quick chat.
I'm here.
So let's, with your
diagnosis, I know you had plenty of supporters that rallied behind you when you got diagnosed. Did you experience any non-supporters? And how did that make you feel when you experienced that?
I really haven't experienced any non-supporters. I'm still going through treatment. I have 11 more chemo treatments to go through. Family is there. Work, the people from work are very supportive. I've been working from home since November. I just decided not to go into the office due to, you know, trying to stay healthy and for my immune system and everything. And I got the support system there. Things that I need to be in the office to do, I can rely on somebody else there to do it. Church, I have the support there. I really haven't, I can't say I've experienced any non-supporters. I don't know because it's still early in the game and people are still getting used to the idea. I'm not sure, but I'm blessed and that I haven't experienced any non-support. My family is not that large, so I guess we just kind of close-knit and we just kind of stick together, rally behind each other. Whenever somebody's going through something, everybody just kind of pulls together to make sure that we all just kind of get through it. I can say that when I first told my son, he's 34 now, just had a birthday in November, I think he's 34. I could see him pulling back some, you know, not coming around as much, but, you know, now that I've, you know, gone through some of the treatments and he kind of knows what to expect, I think it was the unexpectedness that kind of pulled him back some. You know, that he didn't come around as much. But now that he sees that, you know, I'm doing okay, I'm handling this, you know, we're going to get through this, you know, I think, you know, that that has put his mind at ease. But I did notice that. I noticed that with the kids more so, that they kind of just, I guess it was the unexpectedness. They didn't know what to expect. And they kind of, you know, withdrew a little bit, you know. So I did notice that.
All right. Well, Denise, I want to thank you for those, your thoughts, and thank you for your words. And I am so glad that you did not have that experience. But, again, for those that are out there listening, and if you have had that experience, again, try not to take it personal, you know, because that is news that everyone cannot handle. So love on the ones and focus on the ones that focus on you and will help you get through your journey. So, Ms. Anisha, I want to thank you again. And for those that are out there, this again, this is Tisha, better known as T with the big C, T and the big C, rather. And this has been a wonderful, wonderful episode with us talking about our supporters. And so we're going to go into our final thoughts for the evening. And Ms. Ty, I'll let you start.
All right. Thank you guys for tuning in to today's show. This was T and the Big C on Ty Jones, The Voice. Tune in. We actually keep you guessing when it comes to next segment, new episode, but continue to listen and log in when we are live. We're going to talk more and go into other discussions. We'll go into other discussions as the show progresses. And for those that are listening tonight, if you are wanting a website that is actually speaking on things that happen to women of color, you could go to bcpp.org. There's articles on there, African American women and breast cancer, and you can glance at tons of information on that website. Also, you guys can go to American Cancer Society, or you can visit our friends that are breast cancer baddies, and it's For the Breast of Us. Google them. They're women of color that are breast cancer survivors. So this is the time of the night that we're going to select just a few. Ms. C Miss T and the Big C. I'm so used to calling her Miss Tisha. But Miss T and I, we're going to go last, but this is the part of the show that I love to call our final thought for tonight. So I am going to randomly select a few of my listeners that called in tonight, and I would love to hear from you in 30 seconds or less your final thought for this show this evening. And let's go to Miss Adrienne. Your final thought for tonight, Miss Adrienne.
It's Mr., but my final thoughts for tonight is an excellent show.
Sorry.
Yes. That's okay. My final thoughts is excellent show, good information. The young man, Rob, is good information for men. I think you should continue to push information out for men to bring awareness of breast cancer for men. And to my cousin Tisha, that she keeps doing what she's doing and keep going in the way that God's directing her.
Well, I love that.
Thank you.
He's a nice guy, huh, Tisha?
Oh, I love him to death.
Okay. That's what's up. Miss Teresa calling in from South Carolina.
Yes, I would like to say to everyone, just to make sure you keep yourself abreast as to the current changes in cancer and things of that nature. Like this week I heard about the awesome news with pancreatic cancer, how they've come up with this new medication. Just make sure you keep yourself alert and abreast on the current knowledge and the medicines that they have available.
I like that, Ms. Tisha, because you're actually just bringing awareness to know thy. God says, study thyself to be approved. So we all need to be more proactive, being pretty much your own researcher, because sometimes no one's going to love you more than you and take that extra step to take initiative to look into your own issues. So I thank you for that point, Ms. Teresa. We really do appreciate you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for your final thought. And last but not least, let's bring in Ms. Wanda.
That is okay. I'm going to see if it's 253-6629 is the last four digits of your number, your name, and where you're calling from. So that one
was just an active list. All right, well, let's go to Denisa. Let's give final thoughts from Denisa, since she is.
Well, we are ready. We already spoke to Miss Denisa, so let's ask Rob his final thought for tonight.
All right,
Mr. Rob, our male breast cancer survivor and reoccurring guest that will be coming back and forth on Blog Talk Radio. Rob, give your final thought for tonight.
I want to send a message out to all of the the ladies that are going through breast cancer right now. I know it's a hard journey, but I want y'all to stay positive. Surround yourselves with good things, meaning do some things for yourself. This is not a death sentence. This is a you can survive from this. With family members, just love on them just a little bit, a little bit more. Try to take time for yourself. Surround yourself with good people. Experience good things as your treatment allows you, don't isolate yourself from the world. Go to that concert. Go visit that relative or friend. Enjoy your life. That's the one thing I can tell people, and I'd like to share. Enjoy your life. You are a warrior, and you have succeeded. Enjoy your life. Enjoy the fruits of your fight. And that's my final.
I love that. Thank you, Rob. Thank you so much for
your
final thought for this evening. I'll be bugging you in a few, Rob, to be reoccurring
no
on
problem.
The show, okay?
No
All right.
Problem.
Thank
no
you
problem.
So much. Ms. Tisha, do you have your final thought for this evening, or is she gone for the night?
No, I'm here.
All righty. So let's give your final thought for tonight.
My final thought for tonight, first and foremost, I want to thank you once again, Ty, for allowing me to have this segment on your show. I greatly appreciate you. And I want to thank my listeners, the listeners out there that have called in for tonight. And I hope that you all got some great information on how you can be of support to those that have been affected by breast cancer, and just be that, either whether it's a listening ear, being someone that goes to doctor's appointments with them, cleaning house, praying with them, whatever you feel in your heart that you can do to help make their journey just a little bit easier. Thank you for being that person.
I love that.
Final thought for this evening.
I love that. Thank you. You actually nailed it with that final thought for tonight. I really appreciate it. And just like my co-host said, Ms. T, support for you. So let's think about it. Supporting a friend or relative can be very demanding and upsetting. To be able to continue to support your friend or relative, you also need to look after yourself. So depending on how involved you are, it's important to eat well, get a little bit of exercise, get a good night's sleep so that you don't find it difficult for these things that are overwhelming. So let your friend, family, or member know what you're also going through. A number of places you can turn to for additional support, including Breast Cancer's Now Helpline, online forum, and Someone Like Me. You can look those up. So the words, again, that you can look up, Breast Cancer Now Helpline, forum, F-O-R-U-M, or Someone Like Me. Type those in so you can find further information on how to support or how to get support during breast cancer. This is Ty Jones, along with my girl,
T of the Big C,
and we'll be back. We're going to be back on the 8th, actually.
Yes.
With another segment of tea, spilling some tea on the Big C. And we may have a show prior to that, but it's all, just tune in. And we love you, and we want to thank you. Taking us out of here tonight is an indie artist by the name of Tasha Scott. With a little magic. We'll play that as we exit. This is Ty Jones and Miss T.
And the
signing
big
off.
Signing off. Have a good night, everyone.
Thank you, and God bless.
Past Puerto Rico.